سبحان الله.
Looks like today the pair isn't going to make the same mistake as before. Today, the pair is going to mend his ways. He's going to brush those teeth up and down, left and right. He's going to brush his tongue. He's going to make sure that his breath smells fresh for everyone he meets. There, pair. It may have been embarrassing for you before, but at least now you can correct yourself. Why don't you go out and embrace the day?
Oh, hello, Pear.
Hey.
You know, Uncle Saffron told me something amazing.
Really?
Yeah. He said that the prophet said, Gabriel continuously advises me about brushing teeth, that I really thought he would lay it down as an obligation.
Yeah. That's fascinating. Thank you.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? It's so important to brush your teeth that it's almost wajib. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, see you later.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Hey, it's you.
Hey.
Salam.
Salam.
Fancy meeting you here. I'm just here to buy a new toothbrush. Gotta replace it once in a while, you know.
Right.
Hey, I heard that Imam Bakr said, verily brushing one's teeth at dawn before performing the ablution is part of the recommended prophetic practice. Cool, huh? Well, I never knew someone was an avid reader.
I'm just here returning some videotapes.
I read something truly unique. Listen to this. Imam Sadiq said, there are 12 distinctive features to brushing one's teeth. It is a recommended prophetic practice. It purifies one's mouth, brightens one's eyesight, pleases the beneficent Lord, whitens the teeth, does away with wretchedness, strengthens one's gums, whets one's appetite for food, takes away phlegm, improves one's memory, multiplies one's rewards for good deeds, and gives pleasure to the angels.
Amazing.
Subhanallah. So many benefits of brushing one's teeth. Interesting, isn't it?
Thank you for that.
Are you human? Are you human?
Yes. Well, I'm technically a pair, but...
I just found out something incredible. Imam Sadiq was once asked about a group of people. Do you consider all these people in front of you as being real human beings? To which he replied, exclude from them the one who does not brush his teeth.
Right.
Meaning that it's a trait of a true human being to brush one's teeth. Ain't that something?
It sure is.
We have many, many traditions about the brushing of the teeth. If you contemplate on all the ahadith, it would appear that Allah considers it almost wajib. The Prophet said, freshen your mouths by brushing, for verily they are the means to the Quran. The Prophet also said, in his advice to Imam Ali, you must brush your teeth at every ablution. This is how important it is to brush our teeth. One who does not brush his teeth has smelly mouth. And one who has smelly mouth, people don't want to go near him. The angels will run away from him. If you have a wife, your wife will run away from you. If you have a husband, your husband will run away from you. If you have a pet, your pet will run away from you. The only thing that will not run away from you is the shaitan himself. He will come and say, hello, how are you? I want to spend time with you.
That's enough! I know it's about me. I'll brush my teeth, okay?
No need to take it personally, lad.
Oh, I heard you all talking about me. You've all been giving me hints all day. I've brushed my teeth already, all right?
You heard us talk about you at the meeting?
At the SMMCBM meeting?
Yes. Looks like the others feel very ashamed of themselves. They should never have spoken about the pear behind his back. That was backbiting. And backbiting is a greater sin.
I've still got the bite marks.
Hey, okay, listen up everybody. Pear made a mistake. He was lazy and he didn't brush his teeth. But each of us has made an even bigger mistake. We did backbiting. And we made fun of him behind his back. That is ghibah, and that is a greater sin.
But Uncle Saffron, you never said anything bad. You were at the meeting, but you didn't do any ghibah.
Regrettably, I did. For I listened to the ghibah. The Holy Prophet said, the one who listens to the ghibah is one of those who do ghibah. We must all apologize to the pair and ask for forgiveness from Allah.
I'm sorry. We wanted to help.
I think it was terrible. We went around the wrong way.
I forgive you. And I'll not be lazy. And I'll brush my teeth from now on. And if there's anything I'm doing wrong, then just tell me. Let me know. I'll prefer that than you talking behind my back.
We'll tell you.
How wonderful. The Biscuit Toons have made amends and gotten rid of all their awkward and ill feelings.
What'd I miss? Hey! Dragon Breath! Ever heard of Miswak?